Act 1. The walk-in. The journey begins as you walk into the industry, uncertain of your path or what the future will hold. Fade in. Gaylord Palms, Osceola Ballroom, Orlando, Florida. Day. It is February 2002, and Clem, a young 22-year-old college graduate, arrives at his first corporate event. Clem was hired by a well-known local rental and staging company to help strike, or tear down, one of Ernst & Young's large partner conventions. Clem enters the ballroom, anxious and terrified, but in awe of the amount of activity underway. In spite of being nervous, Clem attempts to look like he has it all together. Clem walks toward the video department in search of Mark, his point of contact. With a wet and clammy hand, Clem greets Mark, ready for his first task.
Hey, so where do I get started?
You can go over there and start wrapping.
Clem starts wrapping cables and struggles to put them away in the right cases. Mark takes one look at Clem's work and shakes his head in disgust.
Let's hurry up, get these cables wrapped and put away in their cases. No, not that case, the other case.
This one?
No, the other one. Geez, didn't they teach you anything in school?
Clem is unaware of Mark's sense of humor and takes it personally.
We need to hurry up and strike this set. I've got a flight out in the morning.
Clem tries again, wrapping the cable over under and under over. It ends up in a perfect loop. Clem looks up, hoping Mark will approve. Instead, he glares.
Don't just stand there, get the next one.
Clem hurries to the next cable, terrified he has screwed up his first real job and wonders if this is a career he should pursue. Chapter 1. How do I get started? That happened the first day at my first corporate event. I had just graduated from Florida State and had plenty of experience working in sports. But this was an entirely different world and an opportunity I didn't want to mess up. All my life, I've enjoyed telling stories through video and still images, but my interest really sparked when I started taking television production classes in middle school. I even went to a special high school where I studied the subject for 2 out of my 6 classes each year. I was an active volunteer in my church's communications department, and I worked on some of the first episodes of their broadcasted show, Right Connection. Upon graduation, I was fortunate enough to attend Florida State University and enroll in the media production program. There, I had access to some of the best equipment money could buy, but it was my experience in the seminal production classes that truly opened my eyes to the opportunities that life had to offer. You see, I had grown up in poverty, the only child of a single mom, and had spent some time homeless. I often reflect on the night we slept in our car under the lights of the iconic Hollywood Water Tower in South Florida. It's a reminder of how far I've come and how determined and blessed I am. Everything I wanted, I had to work harder than the next kid to receive. And this job, my first real job, was no exception. Be where they need you to be. After college, I applied for every available internship all over the country. Finally hearing back from one, I felt honored when Rick Price asked me to join his team at the Orlando Magic. There was a sense of home and family within the organization, and I loved the people with whom I worked. I didn't want that feeling to end. I knew the only way to turn that internship into a full-time job was to have a strong work ethic and show myself worthy. That was something I learned early on from my mom, and it was reinforced when I pledged my fraternity. During our process, we memorized a quote that I still use today to guide my decisions and actions. A task once begun, never leave it till it's done. Be the labor great or small, do it well or not at all. For every task Rick or Jason Dewberry, my other supervisor, asked of me, I tried to go above and beyond. I felt like that was what I was supposed to do. It was my duty. How can I be of assistance? What can I do to help? I constantly tried to anticipate where I needed to be and how I could help. I didn't have much experience in certain areas, but I had an eagerness and a willingness to learn and please. That mindset had gotten me far in life, so something about my approach had to be right.